we welcome to the program from North Ply Construction. Charlie Dunnigan Jr. joins us this morning. Charlie, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me. Good morning, Greg.
What's going on at your place? Tell our listeners.
Roofing is considered an essential business, so we've dialed down operations, but we have had some emergency work that we've been able to do. In the recent storms, we've had some storm work we've been able to do.
So you're celebrating now 5 years in business. Give us a little thumbnail sketch of your operation, Charlie.
Yes, thank you. So we started in the later part of 2015, and we began operations in 2016. So we're celebrating our fifth year in business in Jackson. We'd like to thank all of our customers, vendors, and our service providers for the support you've given our business, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
What do you guys specialize in, Charlie?
So, Greg, we specialize in commercial and industrial low-slope roofing systems. We currently work on businesses, banks, school systems, industrial facilities.
So they're all big projects, right?
Well, we specialize in smaller projects as well as we do a lot of the re-roofs for older buildings in the city of Jackson and surrounding towns as well.
So how did you get into roofing, Charlie?
I got into roofing. I worked for a large commercial roofing company for a short time and saw the opportunity in the business and the opportunity to help people with their roofing systems, no matter, you know, what the economic climate. Every building needs protection, and we're there to serve you.
Well, fair to say you're from a construction background. I think your family was in the news today, so a lot of experience there.
Yes. Fortunately, I've been in the construction industry my entire life. My father works at Dunnigan Brothers, and my entire family is in the construction field as I know it. So it's a great thing. It's a great business, and we get to meet a lot of great people, and that's really the best part about it.
So you're still working, but it is certainly not business as usual, is it?
No, sir. During this public health crisis, every business has had to adapt. I've been working from home quite a bit with my two-year-old son. My wife's working remotely some days and working in the office some days at her job. As you and your family knows, it's definitely a trying time for everyone.
Absolutely. What's the future hold for you guys, Charlie?
Well, Greg, we have a lot of great projects that we are going to be working on this year. We've been fortunate we've had a pretty mild winter, so we were able to roof the 200 project in January. And then we are slated to start the MLK Center. And then we also are working on the two Jackson Public Schools bond projects to be completed this summer as well.
Oh, fantastic. Those are big projects.
Yes, they are very large projects, very intensive, and we've taken the right precautions to make sure that we can do the work in a safe way for all of our customers and for the other trades on these projects. It's going to be challenging, but we're up to the challenge, and we look forward to getting these projects done and, you know, adapting to the new way of business.
Well, 5 years ago, Charlie, let's go back there. It's you know, not easy to jump into business, although you had a great base to do that. It's challenging, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's challenging. You have to rely on people for their support and their help. Fortunately, I've had great help from accountants, organizations that have really have the resources to help. I've had a lot of great customers that have referred me to others, and I've, you know, pounded the street and make sure that I have worked for our employees and for our team, because you're not just looking out for yourself anymore. You have a lot of families to take care of, which is a large pressure on you, but I take it very serious, and I try my hardest.
Yeah, is your crew basically from the area, Charlie?
Yes, we have crew members from the area, and then we have some that travel from nearby that are commercial roofers, and then we've hired some commercial roofers from in town. We work for a lot of general contractors in town, and then we also have to use electricians and sometimes painters on jobs, so we've tried to keep everything in the Jackson area, or use people from Jackson that I've grown relationships with, which now is going to be more important than ever.
Yeah, and when you go for one of these big jobs, that's always a bidding process too, right?
Yes. A lot of them are competitive bid processes, and then a lot of them are negotiated work that I work with the owner, and we work with our manufacturer in determining what the best system is for their building. We put the proposal together. We have strategic meetings. We work with their budgets. We section off roofs so that we can do it in phases throughout years, because a lot of businesses have very large facilities and they have areas of the roof that need attention immediately or down the road. And we're very good about sectioning the roof systems off, warranting them, and then moving on in the future.
So this would be a busy time of year for you guys, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it still has been busy. I've been bidding work. I've been getting work ready for when everything opens back up. We've been servicing buildings because of, you know, the winter, and then we get April snow showers and things like that. But we typically stay busy year round. I hand it to our guys, because we work when it is very bad out and very cold, but it is important for us to keep working even when it's foul out, so that the guys can earn a living.
And North Ply, their office right downtown, right?
Yes, our office is in the old Howard's warehouse building right downtown Jackson.
So are you missing hockey?
Yes. I'm like you, Greg. I am missing hockey. I'm definitely missing playoff hockey. It is an enjoying part of the year for me, so hopefully we'll be back.
Hey, hang in there, Charlie. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work down there.
Yes, thank you, Greg, and I just wanted to thank all the health professionals for their resiliency and getting over this health crisis. And I'm praying for everyone that's involved in it. So thank you.
Thank you. Charlie Dunnigan, Jr., North Ply Construction.